Let's review Shabbos Daf Kufnun Zayin. Umi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. After learning yesterday's Daf, that Rabbi Yochanan passes like Rabbi Shimon, that items don't have to be prepared before Shabbos in order to avoid becoming Mutzah. The more questions how this can be true in light of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that Halacha Kastam Mishnah. We generally follow the opinion of an anonymous Mishnah, and there seems to be three anonymous Mishnahs that follow Rabbi Yehuda. One Mishnah is about using a beam that had broken on Yontif for firewood, one about not using wood that had been put away for storage, and one about shechting animals from the wild on Yontif. The Gemara answers that the first Mishnah is attributed to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. The second Mishnah speaks about expensive wood that's Muktzah Machmas Chesron Kis, which even Rabbi Shimon agrees is problematic. And the final Mishnah doesn't bother Rabbi Yochanan because he has a competing Stam Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon that we can remove shells from a table on Shabbos. Pligi bar Ravachav Ravina, there is a machlokas had a passing with regard to various Muktzah issues. When it comes to Muktzah Machmas Isir, something Muktzah because it could not have been used when Shabbos started, all Amoraim agree, we should pass like Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to Muktzah Machmas Mius, something that's Muktzah because it's disgusting, there's Machlokas Amroim, whether we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Shimon. When it comes to Muktzah Machmas Chesron Kis, something that's Muktzah because nobody would ever use it for anything but its normal use, even Rabbi Shimon agrees it's Asir. Zok the Mishnah, Mefira Nidarim B'Shabbos V'Nishalim Nidarim Shein L'Tzarech HaShabbos. A husband or father can annul vows on Shabbos, and a Beis Din Rechacham can be matir nedarim that affect Shabbos on Shabbos. Mishnah is clear that ataras nedarim can only be done with tzorech haShabbos when there is a Shabbos need. The Gemara asks, what about hafaras nedarim? Can it only be done litzorech haShabbos when there's a Shabbos need, or even when there's no Shabbos need? In the second version of the question, the Gemara assumes that if hafaras nedarim can be done for a full 24-hour period after the neder was made, a person would not be able to annul nedarim that aren't litzorech haShabbos because they could be annulled after Shabbos. If, however, hafaras nedarim can only be done on the same calendar day, then you may annul the nedarim that are not litzorech haShabbos because there's no other time it can be done. You're not going to be able to do it after Shabbos over. It's the next calendar day. The Gemara proves from a Braisa that we can only be made for nedarim that are litzorech haShabbos. That implies that hafaras nedarim can still be done for a full 24 hours. So Gemara asks, this seems to be against another Mishnah, which says that nedra im chashecha meferat shelo techshach. If a person made a neder before dark, it can only be annulled before it gets dark on that calendar day. And you don't have 24 hours to do the annulment. The Gemara answers, Tanaihi, it's machlokas tanaim, whether the nedarim can be hufar for only the calendar day, or even for a full 24-hour period after the neder was made. Ibayilu, kishalo ayilu panai, although the Mishnah allows being matir nedarim that affect Shabbos, the Gemara questions whether we only allow this when the person had no chance to do it before Shabbos, or even if he had a chance to do it before. The Gemara concludes, afgav dehavale panai, even if there was a chance to do it before, it can be done on Shabbos. The Gemara elaborates on a story quoted in the Mishnah where there was a narrow valley with a dead body in it between two houses, and a cracked barrel hovered over the dead body. They shuttered the house window with a kli before the person died to block the tumah, and took a kli that was exactly one tefach wide, tied a reed to it, and measured the crack in the barrel with it to see if the tumah could escape through the crack. We see from here that you're allowed to shudder, measure, and tie things on Shabbos. The Masechta concludes with the story of Rabbi Bar Avuna, who was measuring a tub of water on Shabbos. When Ula asked him that the Rabbanan only allow medida de mitzvah, measuring for the sake of a mitzvah, he answered, I'm not really measuring for any purposes, so it's mutter to measure in the way that I'm doing. Hadran Alach, Masechta Shabbos, Bez Hashem. Tomorrow we will begin Masechta Erevin.